See him at graveyards and stuff?
Ghost.
All right, any other words for ghosts?
Spooks.
Ever heard haints? Ain't heard anything else?
No, just the spooks. The ghost.
All right, and what kind of house is it that has ghosts in it?
Haunted.
Right. If somebody owns 500 acres, you would say that's a...
big spread?
Okay, other ways to put that?
That's a lot of land.
Okay. Ever heard of right smart land?
Yeah, right smart means he owns a lot. That's right smart.
Okay, can you say right smart of pain?
Right smart of what?
Pain. Would you use it with pain, like he's suffering right smart of pain?
You're saying pain?
Yeah.
Yes, right smart of pain. Otherwise, it's hurting him.
All right.
Real bad.
How about of money?
You got plenty of money?
All right, but I'm asking about where do you use right smart? Could you use
right smart of money, of cash, of current.
Somebody have a right smart of trouble?
Oh, yeah, you could use that word.
All right, could you use it for good luck?
Well, I'd probably say I had a rash of good luck. I mean, it's doubling up.
Could you ever say that it rained right smart?
Yeah, I've made that. It rained right smart here.
All right, are there any other ways to use it that I haven't said?
Well, it rains a whole lot.
No, any other ways to use right smart?
Oh, that fellow right smart meant education.
Oh, yeah.
There's
that.
Yeah, he's right smart.
But I mean, the use of right smart to mean a lot.
Yeah.
All right, are there any other ways that I haven't asked you? Could you say there are right smart of firemen?
Well, I could say... otherwise, if he's the insulting type, I would use the word. He'd write smart, ain't he? I would use that. Otherwise, if he comes in, he uses a lot of insulting remarks to try to belittle you.
Like
a smart aleck. Well, I'd use that. You know, he thinks he'd write smart, don't he? Yeah.
Okay. Say there's been something shocking reported, and people are saying that you did it. You might show a kind of resentment by saying,
why the very idea.
Yeah.
Or the very thought of it.
Okay. When you meet somebody, like when you come to work in the morning, how do you greet other people? What do you usually say?
Good morning, gentlemen.
And if you're asking about their health in a polite way?
How are you feeling?
Okay. When you're introduced to a stranger in a polite situation, what do you say?
Pleased to meet you.
Okay. What might you ask him? Would you say, how do you do, or how are you?
Yeah. How you do? I'm pleased to meet you.
Okay. If somebody's leaving after a visit, you might tell them, come?
Come back again.
Okay. What do you say when you meet somebody on Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
All right. How about, have you heard anything else?
Oh, just Merry Christmas is... best I can think of, because when you see people on, Happy Christmas, Merry Christmas, a Happy Christmas.
How about on the 1st of January?
Happy New Year.
All right, is there any way to express appreciation besides saying thank you? Like,
I'm much pleased.
Or I'm much...
appreciated.
Okay, or much...
obliged.
Yeah. You might say, I have to go downtown to do some...
shopping.
Okay. You make a purchase, and the storekeeper might take a piece of paper and... do what with it?
Fold it up.
And he would put it around the purchase and say he would...
wrap it.
Okay, and when you get home, you...
open it.
Or
untie.
Okay.
Or unwrap.
Yeah.
But... you know, years ago, it used to be they tied things up with shoestrings all the time before they come along with this tape. When I was a kid, man to pull off, he had a big roll of cord, and everything you've got, he'd wrap it up.
And could you reuse it for shoestrings?
Huh?
Did you reuse it for shoestrings?